From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, rethinking gay politics. First, the lead, Washington, the business of government, and President Bush attempting to use his political influence on congressional Republicans. Lawmakers are back at the Capitol today for a brief closing session. The official business is finishing up a huge spending bill that's more than 2 months overdue. This is also the last chance for the 108th Congress to restructure the intelligence establishment as recommended by the 9/11 Commission last summer. This effort is going nowhere at the moment, but here's the president speaking to reporters this morning.
I call upon the Congress to pass the intelligence bill. It is a good piece of legislation. It is a necessary piece of legislation. It's a piece of legislation that is important for the security of our country.
Joining us from the U.S. Capitol is NPR congressional correspondent David Wellna. David, what are the prospects of Congress actually going ahead with this intelligence reform?
Well, Alex, first lawmakers have to finish up that omnibus spending bill, which is hung up over a provision that most lawmakers in the House didn't even notice when they passed the omnibus last month. But some sharp-eyed aides in the Senate did notice this provision stuck in the middle of the 3,000-page bill. The measure would have allowed lawmakers to snoop into people's tax returns with no privacy protections. And so the Senate passed a resolution calling for the deletion of that provision. The House later today is expected to overwhelmingly approve that same deletion. And that will be the end of the official business on their agenda. Now, whether House Speaker Hastert will call up the intelligence reform bill for a vote on the floor is still quite unclear. There's no sign that he's persuaded the chairman of the House Armed Services and Judiciary Committees to drop their opposition to the bill. And Hastert, who says he wants the bill passed, has also said he only wants to do that with a majority of his Republican majority. And right now, it's not clear that such a majority exists.
What exactly are the objections to this bill? Could you just briefly go over those again?
Well, the main sticking point over the bill is it creates a national intelligence director, and it gives that person authority over all 15 intelligence agencies, including three that are housed in the Defense Department. And congressional allies of the Pentagon say that shifting that authority over to the national intelligence director risks creating confusion in the chain of command, and it also means that the Armed Services Committee would lose oversight of those three agencies, which absorb 80% of the intelligence budget each year. The other sticking point is over changes in immigration laws and rules governing driver's licenses that House Judiciary Committee Chairman James Sensenbrenner has insisted be included in the intelligence reform. But some of the more controversial immigration measures have been left out of it with promises that they'll be dealt with later.
Leaving aside the immigration questions, the president over the weekend in his radio address said, "I've looked at this. There is no chain of command problem with this bill." Doesn't that carry some sort of meaning and weight there?
Well, it is quite a reassurance from the president, but I think that the president is in quite a dilemma right now. He, before the election, said that he backed the 9/11 Commission's recommendations for intelligence reform, and so he's really committed himself to backing this legislation. At the same time, it's pretty clear that many in the Pentagon are quite unhappy with losing the kind of authority they feel they now have over these spy agencies. And so it's sort of pitting the White House against the Pentagon during a time of war. And I think it's, in some ways, it's a lose-lose situation for President Bush. If the bill doesn't pass, it looks like even before he begins his second term in office, he's lost the battle with Congress. If it does pass, he'll have some people at the Pentagon unhappy with this.
NPR congressional correspondent David Wellna at the Capitol building. David, thanks again.
You're welcome, Alex.